Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're in the Quicken Loans studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Mavi, a national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. They're only two wins away from heading to the Super Bowl. Who's it going to be? Perennial contenders, the Patriots led by the legend Tom Brady, or will Philip Rivers and the Chargers punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game? The action kicks off at the NFL today, powered by Ram Trucks at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS, home of Super Bowl 53. You got to get my snags at PharrellOnABench.com for Saturday and Sunday's divisional round games. Doubleheaders both days. PharrellOnABench.com is loaded. I got everything NBA, college rack, every game Saturday and Sunday. NHL, every game through the weekend. Boxing, MMA, all the big fights. Daily fantasy, it's all there. PharrellOnABench.com. Sign up today. And I think you'll dig it. It's all in an email format. All the picks are ranked. Or listen to my sports betting podcast, Pharrell on the Bets, 6 days a week, including Saturday and Sunday shows. Tomorrow's episode 119. Subscribe free and follow me on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. Tomorrow, again, it drops early in the morning on iTunes, Google Play, and WestwoodOnePodcast.com. It's my 30-minute sports betting show. You'll dig it. Podcast, whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't care. Don't forget, Vegas next week will be at the MGM. Mafia and I are going to Vegas. Thursday, Friday shows. Pacquiao fight on Showtime pay-per-view on Saturday against Broner, Mr. Friendly. And then the following week, we go back on the 26th. We're live, 5 shows at the D on Fremont Street. View Bar, second floor, 5 live shows, 1 a night on January 28th through February 1st. And then February 3rd is the biggest big game bash ever at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Free entry, all ages are welcome. It is unbelievable. Order a man cave or table at downtownwatchzone.com. We're there with 1140 CBS Sports Radio and William Hill. Looking forward to a huge return visit to the D Casino. And we're excited about their announcement last night of the new casino resort downtown that Derek Stevens owns called Circa, opening in 2020. An amazing facility. It's just going to be rock star status. It'll be the best casino in Las Vegas, strip or otherwise. Boom. That'll be that. But we'll see you at the D soon, January 28th. Come see the show live and meet Carver High legend. So there you go. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV? I mean, they got it all at geico.com. So hopefully you femmes will start calling because we got doubleheaders Saturday and Sunday in the divisional round. And I'm a little surprised you're not on the phone already talking to me on a pain-free Friday. It's the last show of the week. You want to talk about these games? You want to break them down? You want to gamble heavily? You want to drink shots of beers? Do it here in the Ferrella Pub and light it up. 855-212-4CBS. I'm watching the Ducks and Penguins. Ducks have lost 9 in a row, but they're beating the Penguins' ass 3-1. They were up 3-0. The game's in Anaheim. The start of the Penguins, I think, 9-day trip. They're trying to get back into this game here in the second period early on. They got a goal. They're still down 2, but they're trying to fire it on net right now and get back into this game. We'll see what happens there. Steve in Vegas on 1140. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Scotty. I was curious. The D is awesome. My son is a floor supervisor there, and the owner's from Detroit, and a couple of years ago, he bet $25,000 for Michigan State to win the
It was Michigan. It was Michigan to
Michigan. That's right, yeah.
To win the college basketball national championship. It was last year's tournament. I'm good friends with Derek, and we work for him.
Oh.
And that's why I do my show there all the time.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was wondering, there's supposed to be a blizzard coming into Kansas City. What do you think about that? As far as Indianapolis.
I'm hearing Carver High. What do you got? A blizzard blowing through?
Well, it's snowing right now in Kansas City, and it's supposed to go all through the night. It says light snow around noon, and then it goes back to snow showers all through the game.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, no problem, brother. What are you going to do? I mean, it's simple. They both got to play in it.
I think that but who do you advantage there? I personally think that it's a little bit advantage Colt, right? Because they've been doing it with their run game and the D lately, and the Chiefs game with no Hunt, their running game has been gone for the last month.
They're used to playing indoors. But they're not afraid to play outdoors, but they've
been. Their game translates to it.
Fair enough. But, I mean, I think my view is it favors the Chiefs. They play there. They're used to it. I think they know the cold weather. They've played in it before. They've been in the postseason a million times and played in freezing weather at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas City notoriously freezing in Middle America. I mean, I've lived there. It's freezing ass. It's no joke there. It's colder there than it is in New York, believe it or not. I mean, seriously, it is. You can get freezing cold there. Like brutal, brutal cold. And I think they're, more tuned into it and used to it. I mean, the Colts play in 70 degrees indoors, for Christ's sakes. So it is what it is. I don't think Andrew Luck's afraid to play at Arrowhead. I don't think anybody is the way they play in the playoffs. Let's face facts, Kansas City. You're 1-11 in your last 12 playoff games. The only thing I'll give you is that all of those games had nothing to do with Pat Mahomes. So this guy's such a badass, he might just go out and beat them by himself. I think their defense is average at best. I think their defense plays better at Arrowhead than it does on the road. This team can score with anyone. I mean, literally. And the Penguins score again. Unbelievable, Gensel. From the right circle. One-timer. Pass Gibson. He may have gone five hole on him and talked about his sister. Shake out. Ooh. Love to see him come back and take this game and see the Ducks implode again for their 10th straight loss. That'd be highly acceptable for me. Chad in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, yeah, do you think the Cowboys or the Colts stand a chance of covering the spread this weekend? Dome teams have been horrible covering spreads this late in the season.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. The Colts are not having a problem winning or covering every week when you've won 10 of 11. They are on fire, so if it's snowing in Arrowhead, then they'll melt the snow with the way they've been playing, the way they've been running it, the way Luck has been throwing it. And I got to tell you, if they jump out, well, then again, listen, if they jump out to a lead, I'm not thinking it's the most secure thing in the world because Mahomes can strike like a lightning bolt. I mean, literally, you don't see it coming, and the next thing you know, he throws a 60-yard rope, and it's touchdown. So I don't think any lead's safe against Mahomes. And if he gets a lead on Indy, they may get run right out of the building. I mean, seriously, that's how explosive and fast they move it and score. I mean, the Rams and Chiefs have the best offenses and Saints, right? Is that just flat out right? I mean, so, and I even think, frankly, that the Rams Chiefs, I would say, to me, those are the two most dangerous. I think the Saints are equally tough. I think Breeze is incredible. But they cooled off down the stretch. And I don't think they played that, explosive blow everyone out. Like when they blew out Philly, it was early in the season when they were blowing teams out. Now, the last month, they weren't blowing anybody out. And I thought the Steeler game was, they got lucky to win that game. But they did get it done. I'll give them that. And it helps when Ridley fumbles and Schuster fumbles, at the 30-yard line. That obviously helps. They were on their way to possibly dropping that game, but they didn't. So I'm not giving them the best offense, even though they're the number one seed. I think the Chiefs and Rams. Look, I said this before. The best game I saw all year was that 50-point each team played, this whatever the score was, 54-50 or whatever it was. With the Rams and the Chiefs. I hate to say it, that's the best game I saw a year. So if that were to come to fruition in the Super Bowl, I think we'd all benefit. I think it'd be a great Super Bowl. I'm sick of the same Super Bowl every year. Just even Philly and the Patriots maybe want to puke last year. I was glad, the Philly made it. Someone made it other than, you know, the same teams all the time.
But we're talking about one team.
One team, the Pats.
NFC has been pretty good at sending different teams every
year. Fair enough. But the Pats, every single year, I'm getting sick of. That's just me. I respect them. I respect what they've accomplished. I always tell it like it is with Brady and company. They're badass. But I'm sick of it. So I want to see something else. I'd love to see that Rams-Chiefs.
I mean, really, if you think about it, for like the last 15 to 20 years, aside from a couple of spots by Baltimore, I mean, it's basically been Pats, Steelers, Broncos, boom. Anybody else really been there in a big game? That's it.
That's
Steelers,
right.
Broncos.
That's right.
AFC that never sends anybody else.
You're right.
Ravens twice. Ravens the year they beat the Niners, and way back early 2000s when they beat the Giants.
You're right. So, you know, we'll find out. If it's the same thing again, seriously, I'm going to need a shrink. Jay in D.C. on the Fan.
Hi. Thanks, Pharrell, for taking my call again.
Sure.
Yeah, and my Penguins is getting beat up. But I wanted to ask you a question, Pharrell. And the reason why is because my first cousin's a diehard Dallas fan.
Right.
Is there any way possible that you think Dallas can control the ball long enough to beat the Rams, you know, in their running game work? And as far as the Colts, I think Andrew Luck going to run out in Kansas City. And I'm like, I hope San Diego can win again. I'm
all right, so wait a minute. You think Andrew Luck's going to run out of luck in Kansas City is what you're telling me?
I say I'm hoping to do, and I think so.
Right. And then what's the other one that you're saying, the Saints?
I'm hoping you're right. I'm tired of seeing New England, but you can't beat them up there. They're going to have a good game plan. But all good dynasties come to an end, and I'm just hoping that this is the year.
I think a lot of people are. So the initial question is, do I think the Cowboys can dance with the Rams? I think everyone in America thinks they're going to dance with them. I think every big shot TV, sportscaster, talk show host, media writers, you know, you name it, they all think Dallas. What I've seen is a lot of people, I mean heavy amounts of people, they're rolling with the Cowboys here, that they think they're going to win the game. Forget about covering, that they're going to win the game. And the number is 7, right? So everyone's pounced on that 7 with the Cowboys getting the spread. And I just think, you know, I think the Rams are going to beat them. That's just me. But, you know, I guess I could – I'm not stupid. I think Dallas can win the game. Look, at this level in the conference semis, everybody can win. These are all teams that are playing well. You don't get to this point because you suck. So Dallas is playing good football, got a good defense, got a great running back in Zeke. He's a badass. Dak's getting it done. You know, you're not safe with a lead against that guy in the fourth quarter. If it's under 10, you're in danger. He runs the ball and scores touchdowns. That's another danger. And he, bottom line, in primetime games, we talked about this last night, he wins more than any other quarterback in the league. And he's got more TDs than anyone in the league since 2016 in game-winning drives. So Dallas can win the game. I just think the Rams are going to do what they do. You know what they did to the Chiefs, and it took forever to beat them, and it had to put up 50-plus points to do it. But I think if the Rams play anywhere like that, like that they're capable of offensively, and if their defense is picking off passes and making plays and getting pressure, you know, on Prescott, I think they'll be in big trouble at the Coliseum. Now, everybody's saying it'll be all Dallas fans there. 60-70% of the fans are going to be Dallas. You know, I'll believe that when I see it. I think the L.A. fans are going to show up in droves, and I think Dallas will as well. I think it's just going to be 100,000 people going crazy when whoever scores. Dallas scores, they'll go crazy. Rams score, they'll go crazy. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I like the Rams. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Oh, yes. They tie it up on the power play. Buy Sam a drink and get his dog on to scratch my back with a hacksaw. She wants to sell my monkey. Woo!
Right now, he doesn't know whether to cry or whine his watch.
What a play from the point as Crosby tried to redirect the slap shot from Letang, and then he fed one out in the slot, and it was crazy in front, and it was Gensel again. This guy scored the last two to tie it up. They just gave him $30 million. This guy got the fat check. That's what he gets paid to do. Nice goal there. Down 3-0, they came back and tied it. But a long way to go. Now it's zeros, basically. So there you go. 855-212-4227.
What an awful job by the Ducks. I mean, honestly, you got a 3-0 lead at home in the first period, and you yak it all up here to the Penguins. I mean, how about, you know, I know you've lost a billion games in a row, but how about standing up for once here at home tonight?
9 straight they've lost. If they lose this one, is there, I mean, bottom line is they're on the verge of, like, what, their season going down the drain? I
mean, what is that, like 3 goals in like 8 minutes too?
Can you lose 10 in a row and like seriously survive that? I mean, you lose 10 games in a row. That's like a month, isn't it? What do you play, 15 games in a month? Gibson's just getting worked over right now too. They're just firing shots at this guy left and right. He's seeing things. Jay Boogie in Dallas on the ticket.
Pharrell, what's up, man?
Hey, how you
doing?
What's up, brother?
Man, honestly, I've been listening to you forever and just never had the opportunity or whatever to call, man. So I'm actually, like, starstruck right now. You know, Bob Stern, my boy, you know, I'm a ticket head for 20 years, man. I loved it when you came down here for Summer Bash.
Right.
You know, you're just well-loved in the Dallas area,
well,
man.
Thanks. We're trying to come back for that Spence fight with Garcia. Hopefully we'll be down there in mid-March.
Oh, dude, I will make that. If you come down here, we'll cross paths for sure, man. Dude, just because I've always heard this, can I get a Bud Light and a shot of Jameson?
Can we get him a Bud Light and a shot of Jameson? Check out.
Hell yeah. Check it, man. So I've been listening, honestly, on the phone while I was on hold, bro, and all these people are stealing my thunder about these NFL games. But you also want to touch on a couple things. On the early game tomorrow, you know, people are a prisoner of the moment, man. They see Andrew Luck's been playing well, and the Colts have really turned it around this year. But, you know, the Chiefs are a whole different animal, bro. I mean, they're at home. They have one of the best home field advantages in sports. I was fortunate enough to go to a Chiefs game years ago, and like I say, they have a great home field advantage, and their offense is a whole nother league than Houston. So I think Andy might have their hands full. As far as the Cowboy game, I'm a diehard Cowboy fan, but, you know, I'm a realist as well. But I think, you know, Bob really broke it down on the radio today, you know, kind of that matchup. And some of the things that really favor the Cowboys, you know, basically, if they get ahead in this game, they're going to run it hard on L.A. I mean, L.A.'s defense, 23rd against the run. They give up almost 5 yards a pop. If Dallas can get up, I think – then we got a shot.
If Zeke has a big game against him running the ball, then the Cowboys will win the game. It's that simple. And let me tell you something else. You talk about they got a home field advantage. I mean, no, they don't. They have failed so miserably in the postseason in Kansas City. It's not even funny. I don't know how many times I got to say this. They've lost 11 of their last 12 playoff games. So in, you know, let's just look at some of the home games. 96 against the Colts, they lose 10-7 to Jim Harbaugh, of all things. In 98 against the Broncos, Elway beats them 14-10. Against the Colts, Peyton Manning beats them 38-31 in 04. In 07, Peyton Manning does it again, 23-8. In 2011, the Ravens come into town. Joe Flacco beats their ass 30-7. And then the Steelers 2 years ago beat them 18-16. They can cry all they want about all the bad calls or craziness at the end of the game. They lost the game. Titans, they had a big lead. They blew that last year at Arrowhead. So the bottom line is this. At home, in a regular season, in September to December, the Chiefs are a quality team when they play at Arrowhead. And in the postseason, they've been a train wreck. I mean, it's an absolute abysmal train wreck. No questions asked. Now, I said this earlier. You got Mahomes. He was a part of none of this. So he's got nothing to do with all of that failure. It's all the other crappy players that didn't get it done. Let's face facts. I mean, you know, Joe Montana was never crappy, but at that stage of his career, he lost to Kelly and Marino. That's that. And then you had guys like, I mean, Bono, Gerback, Trent Green, Matt Castle, and of course, Alex Smith, 5 times. He won once. He beat Houston at Houston 30-0 because Hoyer threw 5 touchdowns. five picks, rather, in that game. So all I know is this. Mahomes had nothing to do with it. You got a shot because of him. And then anything else, I just don't buy it because they've, you know, choked so many times and failed so many times. Having faith in them at home in the postseason is flat out stupid because they've been just one failure after the next, disaster city. Mike in Boston on the hub.
Yeah, hey, Scotty, what's up, brother?
Hey.
Boston loves you too, man.
Thanks, dude.
So, hey, let all the people, I mean, you're sick of the Patriots winning. We get it. You know what I mean? We've been a dynasty. We've been lucky. The AFC East has been pretty weak, except, of course, besides your team, maybe Baltimore a couple of years. But there's some significant doubt in Patriots Nation, man. We all know that the L.A. Chargers are a legit team, well-rounded team. They can clearly travel. But, of course, we think we're going to win because we got Tom Brady and we're playing at home. And the Pats and Tom, I mean, the way he plays at home, it's just it's remarkable. I mean, I don't know if we scored more than 30 points all year, but when Kansas City comes to town, we score 43. It just seems like we can get it done when we're at home. On the road this year, Miami, Detroit, I mean, Jacksonville, we had so many bad losses.
But the game's at home. So, like, who cares what they did on the road? They're playing at home on Sunday,
exactly,
and that's all that matters. I mean, all this other stuff is meaningless. When they play, and look, regular season games, when they're playing at home and they go 8-0, it's like chewing bubble gum. But when it comes time to play money games, which is exactly what Sunday is, a divisional round money game, when it's playoff money time, guess who comes out? Belichick and Brady to the ball. And they don't need to wear fancy clothes. They just come in and they, you know, cut people's throats. That's what they do. So that's it. That's all you need to say. There's really not all this other rhetoric. People are nervous. People are... they're doubting. Can you imagine? I mean, listening to that makes me want to just laugh. That, oh, everyone doubts him now. Are you kidding me? I mean, are you Pharrell and kidding me? They go to the Super Bowl every year. And here's the deal. When you're on top, like they've been in this dynasty, that's why everybody hates them. It's because they're so G-damn good. They're so great. They're so clutch in the playoffs. I think they could lose. They could lose every time they play. Everyone can. The problem is, you can think all you want. They just don't lose. Okay? So all this, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They've been saying that for so long. It's a broken record. All they do is finish. That's it. So let's see the Chargers with all this. Everyone thinks it's automatic the Chargers are going to win the game. I've been hearing it all week. But you're going to be in for a shock, a rude awakening, because you know what happens in that place on playoff days? Everyone goes in there, they lose. That's what happens. It's like it's a den of iniquity. And I'll tell you another thing. Here's a real fast fact for you. The Chargers have never beaten him, ever. I mean, they've never beaten Tom Brady, ever. What is this, game 8? 0-7, Christ. I mean, that is as bad as it gets, isn't it? So let's see the hot shots go in and beat him. Now, I think the Chargers are a fantastic football team this year. But that doesn't mean they're winning in the divisional round in Gillette. That doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl. Everybody wants them to go to the Super Bowl. Everybody wants to see Phillip Rivers have at least one crack at it, right? So, you know, so be it. Let's see him do it. You know, it's all wishful thinking. You know what I mean? I mean, get it done then, hotshot. Let's see you do it. Because I guarantee you one thing is that that team, the Patriots, whether you like them or not, they're showing up on Sunday come 1 o'clock. Okay, so if you think they're going to miss the game and sit at home and watch SpongeBob, you're tripping, okay? At 1 o'clock, you're going to see what happens at that place every year at the same time. I don't care if it snows or if God comes down and decides that he's going to be the place kicker in the game. They're still going to show up, and Tom Brady's going to walk out with his attitude. And believe me, his attitude is surly in the playoffs compared to those stupid, boring regular season games playing in that crappy division they play in.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know how the Chargers play at this Dignity Health Sports Park, the former StubHub Center. And there's allegedly meetings have been going on this week about the prospects of moving the championship game. If the Chargers and Colts advance, the game would be in L.A.
I hate this.
And there's been conversations about the prospects of moving it should the Colts and Chargers both win, which would leave L.A. as the AFC's best seed remaining and therefore the title game host. If the Chargers win but the Colts lose to the Chiefs, then the game would be in Kansas City and it would be moot. But it is not considered feasible for the L.A. Coliseum to host. It was not to host both championship games on the same Sunday in doubleheader fashion. But moving the AFC championship game out of the 30,000-seat stadium they play in is something many within the NFL league office on Park Avenue would support. And given the way the playoffs have sorted out, it remains possible that L.A. teams host both championship games. I think they're putting a cart before the horse a little bit here. They're already – it's like they're predicting they're both going to go, and they could both lose this weekend.
I get that they have to have these things in place even before these games happen because you need to know what you're going to do in the scenario that it happens. But I hate this. I think this is stupid. If you have a problem with where they play, then they shouldn't be playing there at all, okay? You guys put them there when they moved to L.A. or however the situation
that's
worked
right.
out. So they're there.
The game
and
should be there.
And that's their home stadium. If the place has 27,000 seats, that's your fault for letting them play there. That's it.
That's
none of this moving games around. Can you imagine if they played that game on Monday? Are you kidding me? Like, seriously, I read that in there.
Right.
There's a chance that they played a game Monday. Absolutely not. The NFL has just as big a hand in this. They had them playing in that soccer stadium. Now they have to suffer with it.
The Chargers,
they're going to play there.
The Chargers say that bottom line is that there's been conversations at the league level about the game and where it's going to be played. There's a firm contractual agreement in place between AEG and the Chargers, and neither one of the parties wants to break out of the contract or endanger their business alliance in L.A. That contract requires the game to be played in Carson at the stadium they play.
Well, let it play there. And if you are going to move the game, I'll move it somewhere for you. Go play it down in San Diego with the people who had to live with that team their entire lives. Go play it down there if you're going to go play it somewhere else.
That's where they should play it.
Right.
Give those fans their team
go
back.
Go play it there.
So
not
there
only that, I mean, how long have we been talking about since the Chargers got to L.A. that they're not really totally accepting them there yet, that the fans haven't jumped on the bandwagon and fully embraced them yet as their team. So having them at that littler stadium is probably better because it might be harder to sell – that whole place out if you got two games.
So
or even
you
one
were
game.
There. Do you really believe that? You were there. We went to the fan store at the Macy's or whatever it was, and there was just as much Charger stuff as Ram stuff. Do you honestly believe that no one in L.A. cares about the Chargers? Because it's simple. If you win, everyone will care about you. I don't care what you say. If they both win, they'll have fans there no matter what.
Well, I'm not taking how much stuff they have in the store as how much the fans love them or not. I didn't see anybody walking around in Chargers stuff.
But I didn't see anybody walking around with Rams stuff. I'm saying there's people that they're playing like they don't have any fans, and it's just not true. The bottom line is that they've had fans in Southern California and L.A. and San Diego forever, and I just think this talk about that there's no Charger fans out there is insanity. I mean, the bottom line, this is a good football team. And if you're a good football team and you win, people are going to come no matter what. If you're a winner, everyone and their brother, even fans that aren't fans of the team, become fans. Everybody becomes a bandwagon fan if you're winning.
And if that's the case, if they're all going to jump on there and want to go to that championship game, then guess what? Not having a lot of people there makes the ticket prices go up and up and up, and the NFL loves that, don't they?
They're going to play in L.A. at the new stadium in Inglewood with the Rams moving forward for the next 30 years, right? So that's the deal they cut. They're not leaving. They're not leaving L.A., so everyone needs to shut up. I mean, it's just stupid. They're not going back to San Diego to play. They're moving into this stadium, just like the Giants and Jets share it. That's what they're doing. That's all there is to it.
That's it.
So all this talk about moving and everything, and talk about moving this game is almost laughable.
It's stupid.
It really is. Tony in Vancouver.
Hi, Scotty. You are correct. The Kansas City veterans are used to playing in snow and cold. Pat Mahomes, I don't think he's ever played in snow, not being from Texas. So,
I don't know if he's ever played in snow before in his career, but I know this much. He's not been a part of all their failures.
I understand. The Indianapolis Colts roster, to me, now is top to bottom better than Kansas City's, I believe. Because I've seen the Kansas City defense against my Seahawks. I wasn't impressed. And losing a guy like Hunt at running back is like losing Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch or Ezekiel Elliott. That's a big blow to them. It's a pick'em game. Even on a good weather day, as hot as Indianapolis is, I think it's a pick'em game. I couldn't pick who's going to win it. It all depends on how Mahomes handles snow.
Yeah, I think yeah, there you go. I think it's crazy they're getting 5.5. But, I mean, listen, the one thing Carver High said all week that I believe is somewhat, it smells like, you know, it's cooking in the oven and it smells good in the house, is that everyone and their brother's betting on the Colts. I mean, literally, there's like no one on the face of the earth that thinks the Chiefs are going to win this game. So they'll probably win by 20. Right? I mean,
it worried me all week. I was on
they'll
the Colts.
Blow them out, and that'll be that.
I've been sitting here for 2 months saying that I'm going to bet against the Chiefs when they have that first home game in the divisional round, because I just feel like they always lose that game. But I don't like that 98% of the people I've heard this week like the Chiefs, like
that's
the Colts.
Right.
I don't get it.
I get it. It smells like a disaster because, you know, you think they're going to win, and then they'll get their ass beat. They'll turn the ball over five times.
It is amazing, though, too, that with all the talk of pretty much everyone picking them, but the line really hasn't moved. It's not like all of a sudden the Colts are only, you know, getting two or one or they're the favorites. It's stayed pretty pat despite everyone saying that they're picking the Colts to beat them.
I mean, the bottom line is that when the game, you know, when the spreads came out for the games, Kansas City was 4.5 and it moved to 5.5. It's 4.5 in some places, like at stations. And then pretty much 5 at the MGM Mirage, 5.5 everywhere, Superbook, William Hill, Wynn, you name it. So it's pretty much where it is. It went up a point or, you know, whatever, 4.5 to 5.5. So
it went up the point the opposite way. If everyone's all over the Colts, then it should have went down, not up.
Right. So none of the lines have moved that much during the week, to be honest with you. Now, I don't know if that's going to change tomorrow morning or, you know, for the Sunday games tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, or Sunday morning, but we'll see.
We might have the most movement in that game in the line isn't going to be on the spread. I think you might have a big movement on the over-under with that weather coming in. I think a lot of people are going to start – a lot of people are probably thinking the over that game the whole time. They might start hammering the under with this weather report.
Yeah, it's supposedly they're getting hammered with snow.
They're right in that, like, that giant strip of that storm that's going across the country. They're, like, right in the center of it.
So there you go, some huge blizzard. And, you know, this is obviously going to have an effect on this football game tomorrow. Aaron in Alabama.
Hey, Scotty. I wanted to ask you about the Browns hiring Freddie Kitchens, actually. I was listening a couple nights ago and heard you guys were downing it a little bit. I just wanted to understand your reasoning on why and maybe who else they could have hired.
Well, I don't know who they could have hired. But, you know, it seems to me that there's an obvious wave of newness to the hires in the NFL. You know, I think that basically what did one black guy get the job and he's getting it in Miami, this guy Flores, is that about right? So all I know is that it sounds like they've all blown off the Rooney rule completely, and they all hired a bunch of guys in diapers that have never done anything. They're all just friends of Sean McVay's. They all either live in his cul-de-sac or in his neighborhood there in the gated community of geniuses. Because all I ever hear is how this guy's smarter than all of us. And so anyone that he's touched in his life, including babysitters and milkmen, are now head coaches in the NFL. So, look, as far as I'm concerned, I hate to say this, but, I don't know anything. But I know this, is that I think Baker Mayfield was the reason why the Browns won 7 games this year. And I don't believe anything at all had to do with Hugh Jackson, who's one of the greatest losers ever. He got fired today, too, by the way. Finally, someone realized his ineptitude. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how that guy's a good football coach. My ass, okay? How's that sound? So, secondly, you know, Greg Williams, he's a defensive guy. He's going to be the Jets DC. There you go. That's what he does, bounties and defense. So he had nothing to do with it either. So it was Mayfield. And everyone's giving this guy, Freddie, come in my kitchen and cook the dinner, all the credit for Baker Mayfield. And once again, I'm going to whiplash smile my ass. This is the reason they win, because they got talent on both sides of the ball. The defense has some players now that can make plays. They got the kid out of Ohio State who's been phenomenal in their back end. Peppers has turned into a player. The bottom line is they got running backs that get the job done. They got a tight end that's a badass, a monster who's made plays. Njoku. They got receivers like Landry who've come up big and Callaway and made tons of catches and scored tons of touchdowns for Mayfield. And Mayfield has been so exciting in and out of the pocket, making plays and keeping them in games and having a chance to win every game, including the last game at Baltimore when they were at the 40-yard line. I can't believe they went for the the 4th and 10. They said Joseph can't kick a 57-yarder. I'm like, nobody can do anything until they do it. All I know is 4th and 10 to me, your odds are less than kicking a field goal, 57. To me, a kick of 60 yards now in the NFL, unless it's blowing 40 miles an hour, you got a shot at it. The days of guys not being able to kick a 60-yarder, I think, are over. But these guys can kick it 60, 70 yards now. I mean, in 10 years, they'll kick 90-yarders. All I know is this, is that Freddie Kitchens, to me, I mean, the fact that they've given this guy that job, like he's the reason for all of this. You know what they should do? They should have Hard Knocks again do that team so that I can watch this guy as the head coach when he's never had any sniff of anything like it at all. I'll tell you another thing. The guy in Miami, Flores, the Patriots linebacker coach, he's already drowning, and he hasn't even put the ink on the paper yet. He's in over his head. I don't care in a swimming pool or in the ocean. That guy will be in over his head as a head coach in the NFL, and so will Kitchens. I hope Kitchens does great. Are you serious that they have fired 50 coaches in Cleveland, and this is a litany of just bad choices, and it continues with this guy? No offense to him. I don't know him from Adam. Great guy, father, everything else, husband, man of the year. Christian, Christ, I don't know. Greatest guy ever. I hope he wins. I live for him to win. But I don't think he will.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.